Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tate and welcome to the podcast. I'm famous for enlisting in the army and doing four tours. Also, we have Rodney Thomas Berry, the Tony Hinchcliffe of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast.
I really don't.
And then also we have Wentworth Thomas, who is the Dave Chappelle of the podcast.
Thank you.
And then we also have Johnny Pemberton, the Elon Musk of the podcast.
Oh, yes. So. Terrible.
That's a really good Elon Musk.
I saw a really good movie this week. You want to hear about it?
Go for it.
It's called Saturday Night Live.
I've seen The Dark Knight. Did I tell you that?
No, I didn't.
What did you think of it?
It's fucking dark.
I have a shirt you can have.
Oh, really?
If you loved it.
I would love it.
Designed by Clay.
SNL's a movie now?
Well, I saw a movie this week. It's called Saturday Night Live.
When did you watch it?
What day?
Well, can I ask you that question again?
Yeah, for sure.
SNL's a movie now? SNL's a movie now?
I saw a movie called Saturday Night Live.
It's Australian, right?
I don't know.
Wait, do it again.
SNL's a movie now?
Oh, that's Australian.
Yeah, it's Australian.
It seems a bit British, isn't it?
Oh, wait.
SNL's a movie now.
Rod, do it. Rod, do you know this about Rod?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Wait, but do you know this? So Johnny's good at Irish.
I can do it.
Rod, he would not do an Irish accent for $500.
I think we talked about this last time Johnny was on the podcast.
Are you scared?
That was like 2 years ago.
Are you scared?
I just am not going to do it.
He will not do it. So it started. Do you not remember this, Johnny? Maybe you were there.
Okay, I remember. I do a podcast. You know why it's recording? Because that's why. Because I can't remember anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When was that, Clay? When we were talking about like the Jamaican. So it started with.
This might not sound right.
This was years ago.
1945 is when we did
I feel that. Like that's too long ago.
Yeah, you might be right.
We weren't alive.
Well, I was born in 1999.
Me, you, and Johnny were all born in... When was it?
99.
Yeah, we were all born in 99. Rod was born in the 60s.
Everyone was crying over fucking 9/11. Guess what I was doing?
Sleeping like a baby in your mommy's belly.
I'm sick of is these Gen Zers and millennials. We don't have enough money.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah,
sick of our buying power.
Yeah, oh my God, these guys are always complaining.
Exactly.
These little bitches. I'll bonk them in the head if I ever meet one of them.
What generation?
We have to wear a hat, guys. We have to have hats on.
Thank you. Okay, on the Patreon, we made Rod put a hat on because me and Clay were both wearing hats.
Hmm. Yeah. I brought a hat.
I saw a really good movie.
What?
SNL.
SNL.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
SNL.
Yeah, NBC was doing like this movie night, I think, and had Elon Musk. And I think he's a comedian.
Elon who?
Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. He's really funny on Twitter.
I think he's a comedian. You know about this? Mm-hmm. And so he went on stage and did jokes.
Well, that makes sense because he was tweeting the other day, "What skits should I do?"
That's when you know you're a really good comedian because that's when you're like you're taking in all the ideas.
I'm thinking, what skits should I do? And we'll find out what skits I should do. It's the funny skits.
We actually have Elon here with us.
I was wondering what skits I should do. This is really funny stuff. And I had a great time.
Was it hard to step away from trying to get to Mars so you could do some skits?
Well, I went there and it was a crazy time. Pete Davidson is a super funny guy. I love him. His mustache is it's cool looking. It's very cool. Very cool looking mustache.
Agreed.
And New York is very loud. Very loud place.
Yeah.
And we were there for a couple of days, and a lot of funny, very funny, super funny.
Wait, you live in Austin, Rod? You know about this?
Well, Texas is California, so but there a lot.
What made you go to Austin?
I set up a big place where we can fit all our cars and just drive around and we try to go really fast. Oh, Mission Control.
Can I talk to you real quick?
Sure.
Did I tell you he was the funniest person around?
I know, he's hilarious. I'm dying laughing. I have some more questions for him.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think that a ghost, if a ghost was here, would you see it? would you see the ghost?
I wouldn't see it. I don't think I would be the type of guy to be able to see the ghost.
We have a joke at Tesla. We say, if you see a ghost, I'll give you a million, Give you $1,000 million because you can't see it. And that, how do you see a ghost? Because if you're a ghost, why would you show up? Because if you're invisible, then how can you just push invisible? You'd be all visible or not visible.
Wait, can I talk to you real quick?
Sure, yeah.
What did I tell you?
I mean, I am cracking up this guy. Hey, Elon. So you're obviously hosting SNL.
SNL.
You have a great Twitter personality, voice.
Rod, can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Can you stop showing me these Tony Hinchcliffe videos while we're plotting? I mean, like, just email him to me if you want me to see him. I just can't do it right now. Sorry, gay. I'm back.
Wait, but who are some of the comedians that you love?
Pretty much everybody. SNL and comedians.
Other than Pete Davidson.
Well, I did Joe Rogan's podcast. We talked a little bit. Got some trouble because smoked weed on there. I smoked a little bit of weed and didn't love it. So, pretty big fan of. Pete Davidson's super cool.
What are some of the other guys on SNL that you like?
Just it's good. Keenan Kell's really funny. Super funny guys. Came in there. Miller noise. It was really loud and said to me, "Call me crazy bitch."
So you love Keenan.
Crazy bitch.
You love the crazy bitch, Keenan and Kell.
Keenan and Kell. That he called me crazy bitch, and I loved it. Typically, when you work with rockets, they don't talk. So, people there in New York, there's a lot of talking, very loud. So, my mother came out Mother's Day. So.
Yeah, that's really
Mother's
sweet.
Day. Mother's Day. We don't have that in South Africa, but.
What do you have there?
We just, a lot of farming's going on, so it's a lot of space.
Just like farming and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
No Mother's Day, just farming?
When we're Tesla, we're always trying to figure out, if you could make something go straight, why would you make it go straight? Because there's no reason to have it go straight, because there's no such thing as really straight, you know? Everything's curved.
Everything is curved.
Right.
A while back, Elon, you tweeted that comedy is canceled.
Right. Well, I just.
But what is it?
Legalized comedy.
Or legalized comedy.
Yeah.
So, like, would you say that the stuff that you did on SNL was pretty edgy? Or would you say it's legal?
I was trying to just. Big fan of, the Chappelle Show. And I watched it. And it's like, you couldn't have that. You couldn't have Chappelle Show now. Yeah. If you get a new tester, it'll play Chappelle Show. If you just say. It'll play the Chappelle Show in the tester if you. You put a fireplace and the. We have a secret test that we always say, like, in front of fireplace, you probably actually would really be watching Chappelle Show, even though I'm in front of fireplace.
Right. Okay.
So my Grimes, my wife, my girlfriend, is she likes to breathe on the fire, and I said, honestly, honey, I prefer to have a TV with Chappelle Show in the fireplace. not burning. I never want to burn Chappelle.
He'll burn the Chappelle.
He'd be me. He's with his jokes. His jokes are very funny. Very funny.
Oh, wow. There's a rocket landing out. Does that mean you had to go?
No, it's funny. I have my phone hooked up to. They know. It's just a joke. The developers at Tesla, they're almost like, podcast, it's a very loud rocket. So,
Okay, well. Thanks for stopping by.
Great, I have to go. Yeah, I have to.
Thanks, Elon. Wow, dude, Johnny, you were in the bathroom.
Hey, you missed out.
Oh God, I had a lot of these spicy cashews this morning. I had to get
Oh yeah. Oh dude, tell me about it. Hey, let me tell you.
Tell me about the spicy
other day.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
I was taking a dump.
Right.
A shit. A crap. A poop.
A dunk.
A dunk.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I had my phone in my pocket and my cardigan sweater.
This whole story.
I stand up.
Yeah.
After dropping that solid load. Oh! And the phone falls out of my cardigan sweater pocket.
Yeah.
Into the toilet.
What are you, Michael Cera?
Breaks the poop right in half.
Breaks it in half?
Oh, it sliced it.
It sliced it in half with a violent rage.
That is a Michael Cera thing to do.
And Michael Cera, what do you mean?
Michael Cera because of the cardigan.
Oh, I was thinking more like Michael Cera. I have a date now, and my phone has shit on
it. I mean, it's multiple Michael Ceras. You had a real Michael Cera moment with the awkwardness and the wearing the cardigan.
Mm-hmm. I was wearing the cardigan.
When's the last time you saw someone wear a cardigan?
I don't know. I'm wearing a cardigan all the time.
It's been a while. Lost art.
Hello. You live in L.A.
I don't see cardigans.
I'm loving a cardigan. A cardigan is the ideal level of, like, warmth for me.
I'll tell you one thing.
What?
I haven't seen someone wear. I haven't even seen you wear a cardigan.
Dude, Clay, 10 years. You know I'm the cardigan king.
I know you used to be.
No, old. If you go through pictures of when we used to take the.
I don't even know what cardigan. I don't know what color this cardigan is that you're talking about.
Oh my god! You look at old photos of on the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. I'm wearing cardigans.
No, I know you used to wear it a lot. I'm just saying I haven't seen you wear it in a long time.
We've been in a pandemic.
That's true.
Yeah, we've barely left the house.
My first thought was
today. Oh boy!
Oh my god! I love that band.
Yeah, I love that band.
That's Sting, right?
Bettles.
Which band is that?
That's Sting. That's when he was with the Police.
Oh, I thought it was the Bettles.
Well, it's Sting with from Zendada Mandada.
Yeah. You know what else I love by Sting?
I dream of rain, LA.
Everybody in the late 90s decided to start yodeling. Well, so my first thought was I stare in the toilet.
Right.
Filled with poop. Yeah. Bones split the poop.
But
right
it was
in
a
half.
Solid log. Like
it was healthy.
I have oftentimes non-solids, and so if I did it, it would be like.
It'd be a mess.
There'd be like, you know.
It's well, like, there was, it's like so dropping you your phone in a thing of stew.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do that.
Do you get poop in the speakers?
If you look at the bottom of the iPhone, there's these little holes.
Yeah, those are
there's
filled
a hole.
With shit.
Yeah, you had a whole peanut in there.
These bad boys are filled with shit.
Shilled with fit.
Shilled with fit. And I'm thinking, well, I got to dip this under the water. So I dip it under the water. I wash it with hand soap. Then I put hand sanitizer all over. And I smelled poop every time I talked on the phone for the next
few days.
No,
you didn't.
I did, but I think it might have just been in my mind. I had to take the phone case off right here.
Yeah.
Anyway, never experienced
the phone
case
I was playing with earlier?
Yeah. it was covered in shit, Clay. Yeah.
I've never dropped my phone on my own poop. No,
I've never done that either.
Have you done anything like that, Johnny?
I've dropped it in the toilet.
Because you and Clay are messy shitters.
Yeah, but I've never... People
I've been
who are messy shitters, they don't tend to be careful because it's like... Mm. We have to exercise a higher level of cleanliness than you regulars out there.
Yeah. You said what?
You call us regulars.
Yeah.
I'm one wipe and I'm done. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's your choice.
I don't even look.
You know you go to a gas station sometimes and there's just poop on the floor in the bathroom?
Not the gas stations I don't go to, but go ahead.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Before you made it big.
Yeah.
You were just going to these normal gas stations.
Yeah, I was going to like Citgo. Now I'm going to like Shell.
Oh, wow. I'm basically going.
I've always thought to myself, why are we going? Why is there poop on the floor?
Why don't you call this place AMBM?
Exactly. Wow.
Why don't you call this place Come and Went?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, tell me about it. Why don't you call it?
No, I'll give you time.
But BP, more like butt poop. All right.
Okay.
So, why don't you call it BM instead of BP?
There you go. That's what we like.
Yeah.
Rod, your turn.
Instead of sicko, call it shitgo.
You did AMPM already?
Yeah,
we did that one.
BP, so you need to come
you already
some,
did BP?
Really, the first one that we did was AMPM. Yeah.
Arco.
So Arco. Shell, more like, what's that smell?
It's shit on the
floor. All right, Rod, so hold on. It's still Rod's turn.
This is the one of the hardest chairs I've sat in probably like a year.
I'm sorry. Do you want a more comfortable
this is
chair?
Like, it's doing
I have a better chair.
It's
no,
basically
there's also a worse
like
chair.
This? To have thigh contact or have to sit normal, and it's like the sits bones are like piercing into the hard.
I have a better chair.
Exxon. Well, how about you put an Exxon on the door?
Okay,
there's shit over the place.
Yeah, put an Exxon on the door.
Wait, we're still waiting for
Chevron. What about
shit on
Chevron?
The floor?
God, shit. Damn it. Yeah,
Chevron? Right. How about less Ron?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. This is going to make my day. Oh,
okay, so nice I go to the gas station. Me and Clay and Rod and Bud and the gang, we're all on tour.
This is what it's like to be older.
How is that? Is that better?
Right. Okay. Sometimes it's just like, oh, this is truly what it is. It's just, I have to stand up instead of sitting in that chair.
Yeah, well, we go to some gas station on the way to Texas or something.
What was the name of the gas station?
Oh. It was a Shell, but I said, ooh, what's that smell after the situation? So I'm taking a dump.
Did you hear my Exxon?
No.
Exxon. How about you put an Exxon on that door because there's shit all over the floor?
Pretty good.
That rhymes, too.
One of the better ones. Yeah.
So I'm wiping my ass. I go down. I'm taking a duker. Something you've never seen
you
before.
Slammer?
Slam piece.
You mean like the poop version of big old tits?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's tiggled, like the, tiggled shits.
The poop version of tiggled bitties. Yes.
Oh, wow.
The poop version of some heavy hangers.
Yeah, I just remember being in the locker room in seventh grade and being like some guy who's like held back twice being like, man, did you see Jackie? She's got some tiggled bitties. Being like, yeah. Trying to figure out how to like navigate being horny and not being a bad guy as a 12-year-old.
Is it a bad guy to say tiggled bitties?
No, no. It's just like, I felt,
for sure back then.
Even back then, this guy had an energy of like, if I agreed too hard with him, we would get into a conversation I didn't really want to have.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like, yeah, let's go to her house and look in the window.
Yeah, something like that.
Let's throw a rock through there and put like a condom on it that says we want to do something in here.
Well, there was one guy who told me once if I ever wanted to hook up with a girl to take my dick out and hit her with it. But he had a huge dick. And I was like, my dick is not, that's not even funny.
I'm honestly not hitting anybody with it.
I don't even know how to like get enough leverage.
You
to
never
hit.
Have?
I mean, I probably have, but not like.
Not like that.
Not like
you
that.
Either haven't or you have.
I Rod, mean, you would know.
I'm going to say that I haven't. I've never hit my dick with, I never hit anybody with my dick.
What about Arco? Or are you going to clean that shit off the floor?
Thank you.
Good job, Clay.
Arco, which stands for always remembering.
I'm not going to interrupt you. So
cleaning.
Always remembering caca on the floor. Arco.
Pretty good.
So I'm pooping in this Arco or wherever it is in the middle of nowhere, and I wipe my ass. I don't know that the poop is still attached to my butt. It hasn't even torn off.
Wait, what?
I'm sitting on the toilet.
So you got a solid log.
Solid log still attached, on you. Like an umbilical cord.
Uh-huh.
Sticking out my ass. I go to wipe my ass not knowing. It's still in there. I feel I run into the log.
You lucky bastard.
I go, whoa! And I get spooked. And I jump up. And then the log flops over the side of the toilet onto the ground. And I go, that's how people shit
you
on
lucky Did you, bastard. You pick it up?
I had to pick it up. And I put it into the toilet.
That's nice.
I haven't picked up a log of shit that's a human's in a long time. I do a lot of dog pickup. I have a dog pickup glove.
Imagine having the digestive system of a dog. Oh, my God.
Oh, sometimes I see her shits, and I'm like, this is just outstanding.
Dude, I was standing like 20 yards away from a dog the other day, and it took a shit, and I could smell it.
Yeah.
My brother, he'll be in the middle of a meal.
It's a cool story, bro.
Make me a sandwich.
That is actually really cool.
You make me a sandwich in the kitchen.
Cool bitch. Story, bro. Make me a sandwich.
All right.
Got his ass.
What were you saying?
Well, I'm saying that's how poop gets on the floor of the gas station.
That or people just do it.
Some people are scared to. Some people like little anarchy.
Joker. A little what?
There could be anarchy.
There could be a snake in the toilet.
When you were a kid, Johnny, were you an anarchist?
Yes, absolutely. I think when I was a kid, I was more not so much anarchist as when I was in early high school, printing out the anarchist cookbook in the library.
Yes.
On 35 that's how you pages, did it. Single-sided.
It's only 35 pages long?
I don't know. It was a lot of pages I used up, and I got in trouble for printing out the anarchist cookbook. I definitely wanted to make thermite so I could burn through an engine block, but I couldn't find magnesium ribbon to start it with.
Okay, so you were actually doing what was in there.
I used to build potato guns, we'd fire them off.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
I think I one time built a couple pipe bombs, but we blew them up in the ground.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, I'm like, man, I'm so lucky I didn't blow my fucking hands off.
Someone did that on YouTube the other day.
Blew their hands off?
They blew up like a mortar right in front of their face.
Oh.
Oh. Well, so there was a band in our where we're from called This Bike is a Pipe Bomb that we were obsessed with.
Dude, I know about that
band. And we would put their stickers on the
I had a sticker on my bike.
Did you hear about this famous story?
No.
At Florida State when I was in college.
That was when we were in high school.
What happened?
Because I had a bike. I had a little Mongoose that I put This Bike is a Pipe Bomb sticker on it. And I would drive. I would like ride my bike to the recreation center, put it up to whatever the bike rack was, ride it back home, not thinking about anything. And then at FSU, right?
Yeah.
Someone parked their bike right outside of school. Someone walked by
it. Strozier Library on the green.
What's the story?
The fucking feds came there.
Yeah.
And they got like this big deal. They roped it off as a bomb threat, all because some slack jawed guy's like, oh, this bike is a pipe bomb. They've instructed us. This is a warning. We need to get DEFCON 3. Get him in here.
Dude, it was like a huge story. Yeah, I remember, like, in high school it happened.
This bike is a pipe
bomb. I'm sure I heard the story in high school, but I forgot about it.
Cause there was like it happened a bunch of times, but that one time was the one time that made like huge news.
Probably 2001, 2002.
It was like right after like 9/11. Yeah.
Oh, that's why too. 9/11, man. Yeah. 9/11 really fucked up stuff, like wearing a backpack anywhere.
Oh, we had to have a clear backpack.
Yeah. No, but that was because of
you guys had Columbine. To have clear backpacks.
We had a dress code.
They made us dress in uniforms in school because of Columbine.
And this was a public school.
But, yeah, when the uniform was khaki pants and a white polo shirt.
Khaki pants or navy blue or white t-shirt or navy blue. That's it.
Black boots with red laces. suspenders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it was awesome. It gave, like, all the teachers a real, real high. Like, they could... Some of the teachers enforce extra new rules. You would just suddenly be in trouble for sitting in a chair.
You had to tuck in your shirt. What's like, what's the difference? Like, why do we have to do that? Like,
yeah, how's that going to change anything?
Because it looks good. It looks clean.
All that ended up happening was that the rich kids would get like the Hollister brand everything. And then the divide of wealth became much more obvious.
Yeah, but Walmart had great polos.
You can't stop the divide. Everyone finds creative ways to display status no matter what. You know what I mean? It's like
my main thing was I didn't want when we went to Walmart to get the book bags, they only had the clear plastic ones. And I was like, I want the mesh one.
Right?
Oh, I wanted the mesh.
I wanted the mesh bad, but I can only do the clear one. And I was like, if it's clear, then where am I gonna put my fucking gun?
Exactly. That's
a good point.
Do you remember when the cop, when we got pulled over when we were like 16 and Clay was driving, and a cop, the first thing he asked was if Clay had any grenades, and Clay said, yes, wait, what? And then we all got served.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes, wait,
what? Because, why?
Well, his name was Mr. Poos.
His name was Officer Pooh, P-O-O-S.
Yeah, so we were seeing a show. There was a concert in Birmingham, Alabama, which was 5 hours away. And we had school the next day. Uh-huh. And so I was driving back, and it's like 1 a.m. I have school the next day. Yeah. And I can barely think straight after a long night. And Officer Poos pulls us over. And he comes up, he goes, this is the thing that I have to ask. Do you have any grenades in here? And when he asked me that, my eyes went straight to his ID.
Oh, Officer Poos.
And it said Poos. And I just like, I was just on default. I just go, yeah. Wait, what do you ask?
And we're with our buddy R2, who... He was a kid from Brazil. His name was Arthur. But when we first met him, he couldn't say Arthur, so it sounded like he was saying R2. So that's why we called him R2.
That's a cool name.
So he is like, hold up. He's so upset because he's got a situation, you know what I mean? With his, like, being able to be there. Clay's saying, yes, we got grenades. Me and R2 look at each other like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
A grenade, but who? Do they even call them grenades in the military? Well, they don't even call them that, do they? Grenades is like something you call, like, as a kid. Like, he threw grenades into the...
Part of me thinks the cop was just asking us a question of something that there's no way we would have.
It was like Homeland Security type question.
Grenades?
Yeah. Of, like, grenades. And I said yes, and I misspoke, but...
You said yes, wait.
What?
Wait, what?
And then we had to get out of the car. He searched the car. Nothing was in there. And then
I still couldn't find any grenades?
I still got a ticket, and then I had to get a job for 2 weeks to pay off that ticket. Remember that?
Ticket for what?
Speeding.
Grenade.
It was speeding, but then he asked me.
Some of those cops, man, they're just so goddamn dumb. It's incredible.
We had Officer Poos and Officer Bobo. Those were two real cops.
No, you did not have an Officer
Bobo. We had an Officer Bobo.
Less believable than Officer Poos?
I don't know.
We had Officer Bobo, I'm telling
Bobo's
you.
Bobo's someone's last name?
On his card, it said Bobo. I think there just wasn't enough crime in our hometown to where people could just sort of put whatever they want. They could put their nickname on their ID
Bobo,
card.
Poos.
I'm Poos, Bobo. That's Bobo.
There was Greco, there was, you know.
Greco's real.
Greco's cool, though. He was not cool, but... Johnny, what made you go to FSU? Because that's far away from where you're from.
Trying to get out of Minnesota, man.
Did you know about, like, Jim Morrison went there?
That's where Friends Stand United?
I don't know what that is.
That's the hardcore crew from Baltimore, right?
Boston.
I went there because I was trying to go to film school.
And there's a great film program.
Well, I don't know if it's great. They have one.
As a kid, I thought of FSU as being like that. That's the.
I think it's probably pretty good. I guess I don't. I feel like nowadays I don't think that it's such a thing as a good film program, right?
No, nowadays YouTube is like the film program.
Maybe USC is a good film program.
USC, yeah. NYU. Right, because
you get those connections.
Yeah,
you
get those connections.
Dude, it's an you LA ever go to like a movie like premiere of like a cool movie, and then you're like, how do you guys know each other? And every single person went to NYU, and you go, oh, all right. Well,
yeah, NYU. I think it's NYU or USC. And both of those are like, you know, I have money. And so,
yeah.
And
I spend $100,000 a year on school. So.
Oh, my God. It's so expensive. It's the kind of thing where I can't believe it's real. The cost of that. It's like so insanely expensive.
Y'all know about the gas station 76?
Oh, yeah.
More like smelly shit.
Phillips 76. Filled
with spit. More like you filled up the fucking toilet with shit and it's all over the floor.
Or more like you're not filled out a form to...
No, Johnny, you used to have a bit. Do you? Well, there's no way you still do it now because there's no more trails. But where you talk about how you hate having to be thirsty all the time.
Oh my remember God! Remember this joke? I do remember that joke.
I relate to this joke so much because me and Clay work together.
I've never had a joke more or less
relatable.
Relatable.
Yeah, me and Clay work together, and in the time that we like sit and we're working all day, I probably pee like 6 times because of how much water I drink.
You're drinking too much water.
See that jar of
Simply
Pickles jar? I drink, I don't know, 8 of those a day.
Just the worst name, Simply Pickles. Like, oh, wow, all this time I've wanted these fancy pickles. Finally, Simply Pickles. Finally.
A pickle for me.
Wait, what are they doing to pickles that make them unsimple?
I don't know. It's a great looking jar, though.
God, I just think about pickles and I want to eat them.
You want one? I got a bunch of pickles.
I'll eat a pickle right now, yeah.
Oh, dude. What kind? What do you like? You like a kosher?
I like a kosher.
You like I have a slightly spicy pickle that's really good.
Not spicy.
Okay,
anything but spicy.
You got spicy pickles?
You got 3 kinds or just 2 kinds?
I think I'll hang it. I have pickled vegetables.
Ooh.
I have pickled sandwich pickles.
Are you not a spicy man?
Not for pickles. I'll take a bread and butter and I'll take a dill.
I don't think I have a dill.
Oh, my God.
But these...
Oh, okay.
Here's what I got.
Ooh.
So these are that's a Bubby's brand. That's spicy, but it's not actually super spicy.
Oh, these are great. These are always in the fridge. These are some artisan ones. I might take a pickled carrot out of here. Ooh. I just made some homemade sauerkraut. Get this. This is the killer part. I grew my own cabbage.
Okay.
What?
Yep.
Seems like it takes a while.
It did.
Yeah. Whitney has a new garden.
Oh yeah, Whitney's garden is thriving.
But it's still taking a while.
I had a garden outside that Johnny actually gave me some advice on, and then it was looking great, and then there was a windstorm and it knocked all the freaking plants out of the root the dirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Knocked them out.
The next morning I went out. I'm talking, I had arugula and spinach going crazy. Then I walk out and it's all fucking sideways because of the wind.
Oh,
like the number one.
And it's dead as a damn dog. Like
the
number one
comedy of the 21st century.
Yeah, did you know Sideways was voted by IndieWire as the number one comedy of the 21st century? The movie about wine.
Sounds about right.
How's that pickled carrot?
Not the best, but very good. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
It's actually quite good. It's a little bit, I don't know. When I say not the best, I mean like literally not the best I've ever had. But it's very, very, very good.
Have you ever pickled anything?
I have.
It feels like you would have pickled some stuff.
Yeah, it seems like brine. It's pretty sweet.
Half sour
ooh, peel. Okra. I love pickled okra.
Oh my God.
Ooh!
Ooh! Is that the spicy one?
Oh, the spicy pickle is really good.
Many batches fail. Tons of them have failed.
How does it fail?
Because it got too hot.
LA,
baby.
Wow.
One time, my friend Dave Preezy's house in Rochester, Minnesota, his mom had this big, like, gallon jar of pickles that was a special recipe from her brother. We were in the basement hanging out. And I was a pickle guy back then, as I am still now. I ate probably like 7 of them. They were spicy dills just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool. It had a full dill flower on the top of it. These are homemade picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did I poo. Boy, did I just make a lot of poo.
I mean, when me and Clay were kids, my mom had a band, a rehearsal studio in our house. And do you remember this, Clay? The first time you came, stayed at my house, at my mom's house, we drank pickle juice all night and would fart into the microphone with reverb on it. Oh, yeah. And that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Spent all night. We stayed up all night drinking pickle juice. And then the next morning, see, I would clean my ears out with a Q-tip and throw it into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clay took a dump in the toilet.
Yeah. And I have diarrhea all the time.
And Clay famously is a little self-conscious because of his diarrhea. That's fair to say, right, Clay?
Oh, of course.
His diarrhea?
Yeah.
Poop was always a problem in my...
And so, we had just moved into this house, right?
Fuck, these are good.
My mom comes upstairs and says the septic tank is overflowing and all of our grass is destroyed. Who used the toilet? What happened?
You're not supposed to use the toilet?
No. So Clay immediately felt extremely guilty. And I was like, Clay, what did you do?
I will say this. If someone says, Clay, you fucked up our toilet, I go, I could have told you that.
And I'm like, Clay, what happened? But it turns out, so Clay, went home head in hands feeling shame.
Yeah.
Because we had to get a new septic tank. This is like well water septic tank kind of situation. I had stuffed that thing full of Q-tips. And that's what broke the septic tank. It had nothing to do with Clay.
My diarrhea.
Clay's wet water shit.
Yeah.
Why would that destroy
that
toilet?
That would be fine. That's fine in there.
Plumbing is welcoming that.
Oh, yeah.
But it tastes like the pickles that I made. The one successful batch I had tastes like this.
Is that the spicy?
Yeah, but they were more not quite so spicy. They were half sours.
Oh, yeah.
A good half sour, man. That shit is just... That sends you away.
Here's something I noticed about restaurants when they first opened the really good ones. Remember when there was only two umamis?
Uh-huh.
They used to have a pickle plate.
Uh-huh. You know what I call those plates?
Huh.
Oh, mommy.
Because you love your mommy.
Oh, mommy, these are good boogers.
These are good boogers. Umami, there's a bunch of different restaurants. When they first open, they have a dynamite pickle plate. Mm-hmm. Pickled vegetables, okra, pickles. And then that always gets taken off the menu. Why?
I thought it was on, as long as I've been going there, they had the pickle plate.
Last time I went before pre-pandemic, there was not a pickle plate in sight.
Yeah, they did like a big rehaul right before pandemic hit. I think they changed basically everything.
And they also, the truffle fries are a little bit different now.
That place sucks now.
But it was dynamite like 15 years ago when we were, all of us except for Rod, were like 11.
We used the bathroom once there. I just slipped in and used it. On the way out, they're like, you can't use the bathroom without a customer. I'm like, oh, well, fuck you. I just did.
Yeah.
Sorry. Piece of shit.
Wait. You said you actually told him, fuck you?
I don't know if I did. I may have given him some guff.
What's the point of saying that on the way out?
Yeah, like, what do you want me to do? Want me to suck the shit back up?
I'll go back.
If anything, you say touche. Good on you. You figured. You slipped right by me.
You beat us.
I remember working
at a pizza place and seeing people who didn't order things. Use the restroom, and they could sleep in there all night if they wanted to. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care about my job enough. You know how much you have to have a literal knife threat, dude. One time, I walked into work when I worked at a skate shop.
Part 3 and
Promenade. Johnny's going in for now. He's going in for a bread.
He's going into the third jar.
And those things are bad. Those are bad.
Some crackers with these. I'm dead.
One time there was a guy who had broken into the skate shop I worked in, active on the promenade in Santa Monica.
Right.
And he was in the shoe back area of the place where you go grab the shoe boxes. And he was walking around, and I thought he just worked there. I just never met him. I say, hey, man, I'm Whit. And he looked at me and he goes, I didn't take anything. Don't tell anybody I was here. And then he left.
Dang.
And my first thought was, oh, all right.
Did that guy quit?
I guess he, whatever, that's cool. And then later in the day, I was talking. I was like, dude, earlier there was a guy here just lurking around. My manager's like, you gotta tell us that. That's a problem. And I was like, oh, he didn't take anything. I didn't give a fuck. Yeah. He could have been, yeah, exactly what you're saying, sleeping back there.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? You know what am I gonna do? I'm not gonna talk to anybody. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm chill.
Well, somebody, whoever gives me guff about that, use the bathroom. This is what I'm going to do from now on. That's what I always say to myself. It's never happened. It hasn't happened in many years. But I just think about this. I say, oh, you can't use the bathroom. I go, call the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you call the cops?
Yeah. My guts are filled with piss right now because I had 14 drinks of water from my Simply Pickles jar.
Why don't you call the cops?
You old rat ass.
I did about 4 months in county for that. But
oh, yeah. Clay.
4 months for what?
I said call the cops, and they did.
When you had to take a piss? You had to take a whiz?
I had to take a piss, and I did order there. They just said I didn't order enough food. Mm-hmm. I said I did about $30 worth, and they go, well, how about we meet in the middle with 60?
I tell you, back
in Alabama. I said call the cops, and they did. And
back in Alabama, dude, bathrooms are up for grabs. Anybody can go use it. I'll take the time out of my day to go spit in the toilet.
You ever
back in Alabama instead of spitting all
the you ever out in the wild and you have to take a shit really bad and you're like, fuck, I have to take a shit, and you go to a place and you're like, I don't know if they're gonna have the right bathroom from what I'm about to do. And they go, yeah, the bathroom's over there, and it's a solo bathroom where you can lock the door. Oh
yeah.
Oh, one time I was biking in Pasadena, one time went to Jones Coffee, and I go, this looks like a warehouse. There's nothing in here for me.
And you were wrong.
And I was wrong. And they were like, it's back there. And I go, wait, is the bathroom very, like 100 yards away from the counter? They go, yeah, like in the middle of nowhere, basically. And I went in there, and I locked the door. And it felt like a little secret.
You're on vacation, basically.
It felt like I was on vacation. I could spend all day on there watching YouTube videos, squeezing out a fucking gushy log.
You got that, but you also got something. You got the opposite. At the nice place, it's like, this is unacceptable. The lock, there's no confidence in this lock.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
The proximity is bad.
About two steps away from the counter.
Everything. Oh, yeah. It's just like, also they're cagey about, like, you can't use it. Yeah. Do you know what I do?
What?
Here's what I do.
Go off.
I don't ask. You never ask to use the bathroom. You just use it. Yeah. And if you can't use it, then it's like, if you're not supposed to, you say sorry afterwards. What about, and if it's locked, you say, you don't say, can I have the code? You say,
right,
I need the code for the bathroom.
You know, it was crazy.
Love that. That's Starbucks right there that you're referencing.
Starbucks, they will give it to you because they know if you're not going to go in there and make a mess, it's like, look, I'd love to order a coffee, but I got to get something out of me first so I can make a proper expensive order.
Before I lube myself.
You ever been in the middle of the city? I've been in the middle of city. And just been like, hey, how do you use the restroom? They're like, it's right there. And you just go and use it and you're done. But I've also been in the middle of Alabama, in the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
where there's not a fucking person in sight. And I go, can I use your restroom? And they have to give me a big paddle with a
key.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's like, who are you protecting your bathroom
from? Who's driving
from?
Up here, man? I haven't seen a person in the last 3 hours.
It's tweakers. It's always tweakers, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that makes honestly more sense because people could go start a meth lab in there.
Tweakers do everything wrong. Tweakers
They're
are ruining
blowing
everything.
It for everybody. Clay.
Ooh, I'm tweaking on those pickles.
What we're learning is that, like, if you just approach anything with, like, a rich guy voice of, like, hello, good sir, I'd like to use your bathroom, they're going to, oh, that guy's going to buy
What about something. A southern, you think a southern
so if
bathroom?
You talk like Bane.
What about,
oh, yeah.
Do you think
I want
that,
to use your bathroom.
Do you think that southern bathroom, did you have this in Minnesota when you asked to use the restroom and they give you a fucking paddle with a key duct tape to it?
Yeah, or like a big old, actually one of my first jokes in stand-up was about going to Gelson's and getting the bathroom key and it was attached to a spatula. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Pick my shit out of the toilet with this? Like, is that what I'm supposed to do?
Well,
with
maybe
it?
It's convenient if you go, because then what
but
if you
yeah,
shit
I
on
mean,
the floor?
In the
you
age
can,
of
you can actually plop it.
You
into
can
the
scoop
toilet.
And plop.
Oh,
that's
in the
nice.
Age of COVID, are they going to have those southern bathroom paddles?
Oh yeah, dude. I think COVID. I've used one of those really? In the age of COVID.
I have used one in the age of COVID. It wasn't a paddle though. It was a, I think it was like a long handle to some sort of a tool, like a plastic. Long handle.
It's kind of
tool.
Exciting to see what it's going to be attached to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this going to be? What are we working with here?
I think one of my jokes is like a child was like, what if you put like a, what's the biggest thing you can put on there? Like a wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got an old big tire.
Like child Seinfeld would have been, what are they going to put a whole tire on here?
Yeah, well, I would love that. I would welcome that if I'm just allowed to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
What's the food, Clay, that makes you dump?
The most?
There's no hope for
Taco
you.
Taco Bell. I mean, it's not... I mean, this is not... I'm not, like, breaking... I'm not, you know, discovering anything
That's
new.
Hack. But, That's, like shitting hack.
Yeah. Shitting hack. But I'm telling you, it makes me squeeze a big greaser.
What about
if I
you?
Have Del, if I have Del Taco, if I have those classic beefs and the crunchy shell, I'm good. I'm sitting pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What about you, Rod?
Maybe, like, sometimes, like, a watermelon sometimes will just come right out of me.
You know why?
I'll eat, like, a bunch of watermelon. And I'll just kind of just rush out. A
lot of sugar.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sugar.
Oh, a lot of delicious. Sugar. I think there's a lot of fiber.
Also, oh, I already left my brain. Sorry.
For me, these days, mostly any food I eat, that means I ain't shitting for days.
You know, it doesn't really...
I'm not shitting.
Really?
You know, most food.
Except foods that make you not...
I guess. There's not a speck of regularity with my bowels and like
you gotta get some high fiber.
Well, dude, I take like fiber supplements.
You do?
I eat nothing but granola.
Hmm.
I eat kale every day for the most part.
And when you shit, do you go every day?
Nope.
You don't.
Nope.
You gotta fix that.
Yeah, you gotta figure out
how do you not go every day.
I don't know.
And you drink that much water?
Oh, constantly drinking one. Yeah. Something's up.
You know what runs through me really quick?
Huh.
A spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. You know why?
Why?
The spices?
I don't know why, but like, I eat a sandwich, and then that night, I'm noticing the spice on the way out.
Those sandwich, and yeah, it's like, it's delicious.
That's a hot exit. Remember we had wings?
Yeah.
I had a severe hot exit that
really
night.
I don't get hot exit from
it was bad actually. I was one of the worst nights I've had in a long time,
but it was a fun pre.
It was what was weird about that I still was thinking about, I was going to bring this up earlier, is that neither of you guys had a second drink.
Yeah, because I was driving. I was driving, and I'm
sorry. I was telling
really
Britt
worried.
This, and she was like, yeah, that's normal. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I couldn't believe the
you know
only
what?
One
can
drink.
Can I tell you something? You know, can I tell
I
you something?
I wanted to have a second drink so bad.
No, no, no. Like, can I tell you something? Yeah. I could handle a second drink. I was being a baby.
Okay.
So. I can't, so I'm...
You can't handle a second drink?
I don't never drink, man.
No.
Don't.
One drink, I'm not drunk. I'll tell you that much right now.
Really? How often do you drink?
Every night.
Me?
You do?
Oh, maybe yeah. Once every couple weeks.
I mean,
weeks.
I brought this
once
from...
Once every couple weeks? Yeah. What are you doing?
I brought this from home, so...
Being prone to migraines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just try to
take it easy. Are you smoking weed?
No. But I have smoked weed in the pandemic. I couldn't sleep for a really long time, for like months. So I was trying to figure out how to remedy that.
CBD?
I was smoking weed with Mitra, and
CBD?
It was helping.
CBD helps.
CBD.
CBD.
I mean, dude, people have been like, oh, your migraines? CBD. Eat a CBD cookie. I've tried. Nothing. Doesn't help. I had to take like hardcore pharmaceuticals to fix my migraines. Yeah.
Are they fixed yet?
They're fixed because I have to take a drug that, who knows the
every day
long-lasting side effects. No, just when I have I wake up with migraines.
Yeah.
So if I wake up around 4 a.m. and I feel one come.
I wake up with a migraine. It's called being married.
Bing. Johnny probably relates to that.
Ding.
Yeah. I wish I could say, oh, and I wonder why I got this migraine. It's because of
my wife. Yeah.
I have a migraine right here. It's called.
Yes,
it's called
Show's Ring.
Show's Ring.
Show's Ring.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I have got a migraine.
I know. I have migraines called having a wife. Chevron. They're more like shit on the floor.
Yes. Migraine? Yeah. It wears a dress.
Yes.
Migraine? Yeah, it's a size 2 and it won't shut up.
Migraine. I wish I wouldn't have eaten so many grains before my wedding, or else I would have maybe some less migraines.
Migraine. My wife's actually named a different name than grain.
Right, exactly. Migraine. It's pronounced wife, not grain.
My wife.
Exactly.
And sometimes I open the door to come home at night, and she's talking. I'm like, well, close the door. I'm gonna go back in the car. You know what? I guess I'll get back into traffic again. Exactly. Where I'm respected.
Migraine. Migraine. What is that? A headache? The only thing that gives me a headache is my wife.
How do you say headache in my house? That's Kathy.
Yes.
That's how you say it. Kathy's how we say headache in my house.
People that don't know, he's talking about Kathy Pemberton.
Yeah.
His wife, Kathy Pemberton.
I told my wife I only had one drink with the boys.
Yeah.
She's like, that's normal. I'm like, they don't live with you, honey.
Yes.
They don't live with you. They live in a different house where you don't live. I was like, two, get me started. I'm ready to go home now, two.
While I was telling her this, she was on the phone with her mom. They're always on the phone with their mom.
Exactly.
Am I right? These wives?
Wow. I'm like, hi, mom.
Hi, mom. Mom, I'm looking for a job.
Yes, I got the socks.
Thank you, mom.
Yes, thank you. They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, wives.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Right, Clay?
They say take an Advil. I say take my wedding ring off. Go to the bunny ranch.
Hi.
Go to the bunny ranch.
Bunny ranch?
Was that HBO?
Would love to go to the Bunny Ranch.
Dude, let's go and just check it out.
I would love to get a table saw and have an injury. Oh, I took it to the emergency room to reattach my finger. Doctor, it's my ring finger. Maybe leave it off. That wasn't an accident. Wink, wink. I lost my ring finger. Well, I guess I'm single now.
This person is named John Mann Pemberton.
Hi. I was working in the wood shop because I'm a guy, and I had an accident with the bandsaw and cut off my ring finger. Well, guess I'm single now. Anybody want to go for margaritas after this? Because I'm free. Yeah. She still has her ring finger. Working on that. I don't know how I'm going to cut her for finger. Maybe sleeping pills and a table saw?
This goes on for like hours.
But you got to put music loophole. Under that.
Which one's those Arab guys, you know? To throw a little acid, get it over with.
No. Rod, sit down.
Rod's so excited by that one.
He's about to give a standing ovation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, yeah, so anyway, that's why I don't drink too much.
What?
Because I had to get migraines.
Oh, right.
Because he's not married?
Migraine. Yeah. Her name?
Me and Clay ate 50 buffalo wings, by the way.
You know about this?
But when?
For charity, like months ago.
We each ate 50?
Yeah. We ate 50, dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen Hot Ones?
Yes. Yeah. We love
I saw
hot
this
ones.
Movie called SNL.
Have you seen
it? 2 weeks ago.
50 hot wings each?
They
did
what
hot
was
wings.
The charity?
I can't remember.
Dude,
there's all kinds of charities in the last year.
It was a feeding kids charity.
I want to feed a fucking kid. I want to feed him.
It was one kid, and you feed him one meal. And we said, how much did we make? $800?
Yeah,
$800. For the
killed
one
the kid.
Kid.
Long story short,
a big
killed
meal.
The kid.
He had to eat $800 worth of wings.
Yeah. Could you eat 50 buffalo wings?
I don't think I could. I could probably get close, but wouldn't...
You ever have the hot shit so bad where you think if you wipe, it's going to get over with, but it doesn't
To, sometimes I shit, and I got to dip my ass in the bathtub to fix this.
Why don't we have bidets? Do you have a bidet?
No, I don't have a bidet.
Why don't we have bidets?
But when I go to a bidet and I use it, it makes me go like this.
I've never used a bidet.
Oh, dude, every time I use it, it's like a cat getting scratched on the weird part where it goes... That's what happens to me.
Yeah.
Nice. My friend, his mom and dad are funny, and they were going to get a bidet in their house. They live in Arizona, in Flagstaff. And the mom, who's a Peruvian lady, was like, no, you don't get the bidet. I don't want you masturbating in there. And he's like, what? I'm not going to masturbate. She thinks if they have a bidet, he'll use it to masturbate.
But he'll like...
yeah.
Put it on his dick.
And now I get why, because Whit's saying he makes that cat face.
Dude, when I was a kid, my mom had a bathtub with jets on it. I would shove my dick in that thing, or against that thing. It'd blast my dick, and I would nut.
I remember shopping. I remember shopping.
In my dance.
I remember shopping
people
for
say
the
nut.
I remember shopping.
Women in your nut.
Yeah. I remember shopping for that bathtub with your mom and going, get the pin needle one with the pin needle holes. Remember that?
Yeah, that worked.
Wow.
That worked for me.
You put your little dinger in there? Can't fit in there, little pinholes?
Swimming in my nut. That's my new album.
Who was a boy?
Swimming in my nut.
Well, yeah.
Something about nut is gross to me.
Love it. I've tried, you know, like, I try to figure out what's the grossest.
Nut.
I feel like cum is the grossest because it feels like sexual.
Nut feels like it's.
Nut is like void of sexuality.
You ever seen that thing on YouTube, Unforgivable?
Yeah.
Unforgivable.
He says nut. A nut in there.
Yeah, I think that's probably where I learned it.
A nut in her. Walked away.
She's a chicken filet.
Said, make me a chicken sandwich with waffle fries, bitch.
That's one of the first videos I ever saw on YouTube.
You seen it?
Like, yeah, that was like 2008.
Oh, no, 2005, I think, dude. 2005?
I said, watching Dr. Zhivago and Brief Encounters. She said, what? I said, shut up. Make me a sandwich. Her parents are not attention. You want to come inside? I said, no. I said, I saw a nut in her. Flipped her over and nut her again.
Yeah, I got my nut.
I got my nut. Get yours. I said, listen. Oh, the best of me is laughing during it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's breaking.
There's,
oh, yeah.
There's multiple.
Oh, there's like the 20 of them.
It's all called Unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
What is he doing right now? What if you like...
Yeah,
son,
why isn't he the biggest fan?
What if you like randomly became... What if you randomly became his friend?
Oh, my God, that'd be so great. I bet he's like a guy who...
He's probably a teacher or something now.
Those guys are clearly just two suburban kids fucking around, because that's like a woods...
Yeah,
definitely
yeah.
A
and
wooded
he's doing
backlog.
A character, because I remember...
Oh, yeah.
I found his other videos and he was doing like other characters.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those.
He's doing like a poet character in one.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I just
need to forget. It was just too early. He couldn't get it.
Yeah, it's too early.
Yeah.
Classic place of too early.
It was like, who was the first person to become successful from YouTube? Bo Burnham?
I don't know. Was he?
I think so. What, like 2008? Like,
yeah, he's you're thinking there. Of Fred.
Fred.
Fred Flintstone?
Was that YouTube?
Yeah, Fred.
Oh, my God.
Fred was YouTube.
Dude, I remember somebody...
Because, like, Fred and Bo were both, like, too old. Like, we were too old for that. Somehow.
We were, like, just a year older than them, but we were...
Yeah, because, like, no one in our like, grade was, like, cracking up with Fred. Like,
Fred's
for
younger,
children.
Yeah.
Bo is...
And Bo
I think
was,
Bo,
like,
we were just, like, a little bit... out of the age range.
I think when Bo came around,
high school who knew Bo, but it wasn't like he wasn't like anything that like what? At the time it was just like a guy doing funny songs
or during Bo or like whenever that happened. We liked the Lonely Island a lot. Yeah. And we also liked that fucking rejected cartoon thing.
I don't even remember that.
Dan Hertzfeld.
Don't even remember it.
What? The spoon is too big.
The spoon is too big.
My spoon is too
don't
big.
Don't remember.
Do you remember Homestar Runner?
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
That was another one.
What are those guys
my sister was in that. I was too old for that.
Yeah.
Well, you're 48. We're 21.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I was 21 still. Wow, you guys must be having a ball out there.
Yeah.
We're having so much fun being able to buy alcohol.
Skating and fucking and sucking and drinking and
smoking.
Oh,
my God. Having fuck.
Ooh. I love having
being
fuck.
Being 21
probably
rocks.
Just nutting everywhere.
Best place to have a fuck is on a bidet by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably nutting with multiples. Doing multiple nuts while you're drunk with high weed.
Multiple nuts. No condoms. Just getting people pregnant.
Just getting COVID multiple times and not getting sick.
Yeah.
Just nutting everywhere.
Joe Roganing, which is where you get COVID when you're young, and so it doesn't matter.
Or you give COVID to your kid. You give COVID to your kids, you don't think it's really a big thing.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal at all.
You
because
get COVID,
you're young.
It's not a big deal to you.
Like,
but...
Wait. Did Joe Rogan ever get COVID?
I don't know if he did.
Because he came out, because he said he's like, well, my friends got COVID, my wife and my kids got COVID, when he was like describing like why.
His
he
wife
can't
and
get
kids
it.
Got COVID?
He can't get it.
Yeah, his kids got COVID because he was talking about how like 21.
He must have gotten COVID.
21-year-old people shouldn't get.
You're saying if you're young and healthy, you shouldn't ever get vaccinated.
And then
he,
as an example, he said his kids got it, and then he said it wasn't a big thing. But like, you know, some kids get it and they don't have taste anymore. It's just gone, and everything smells like shit. Yeah.
Damn, Whitney, I didn't know about that.
It's like really rare, but like Whitney shows me these TikToks of people.
Oh yeah.
Who have like they
TikTok
don't have
education.
Taste. They don't have taste, and they smell shit everywhere. Like, everything smells like gasoline.
I'll tell you what that is right now. Sounds like a you problem. That's what I'd say to them.
Yeah, maybe they got to check their pants.
Whoa, that sounds like a you problem. I got to go over here now.
You know what else is a you problem?
I have to go over here now.
You know what else is a you problem?
What's that?
Clay's hunger. And this is an issue. This guy's always craving a burger.
Me too.
And when we all went to...
You know,
to
we're 54 minutes in. We can stop anytime. So I don't know if you're like...
Well, let's give this... Let's review this movie.
Well, we
got to
do a movie review. People expect it.
Big fan of... I thought Lumberman was great. I loved when he got sexy.
Yeah, oh, I love it too. But Clay is so hungry the whole time we're all watching this movie.
We all saw Lawnmower Man.
We all went and saw the movie Lawnmower Man.
At the AMC.
Wait, Lawnmower Man? Who did it star? Me as a kid when I get in trouble?
I can make you smash burgers if you want. I know how to make them now.
What's that?
Smash burgers, where you take the patty, these tiny ball patties, and you smash it with
a
fucking
pan. I know smash burger. And they're nice and crispy. When my dad tells me to fucking mow the lawn, I said no, and then he was around burgers. The onion.
Huh. That sounds really good. Is it a normal size?
You do double patty. They're very thin and crispy, and you throw a slice of cheese between the hot
patties. You know the biggest thing wrong with smash burgers is when there's a restaurant, like I have a restaurant near me called, because what is it called? Consume All Burgers or whatever the fuck it's
burgers
called.
Burgers Never Say Die?
Burgers Never Say Die. If you ever want that burger, it's like a fucking sneaker release at like a fucking...
Yeah, you gotta wait in line for an hour.
Absolute bullshit. That's why I live in Burbank, because I refuse to participate in any type of food-based line.
But like
culture.
All these, like, yeah, fucking, all these, like, every smash burger that I'm around in my neighborhood is like a fucking sneaker release. You have to wait in line.
It's just like, and come up with a fucking better system. I don't want to wait in
line. Like, hire more people.
Guess what? I can come over. I'll make them for you. I'll make them better than they can make them.
Yeah,
all right, let's do it.
There's only two things you got to know. The key is to buy.
Is it the Lacey Ages?
You get like a 28.
It's Lacey Ages.
I can make Lacey Ages if you want. Edges? Lacey Edges?
It's the Lacey Ages that makes a smash burger.
It's the Lacey Edges for me.
Crispy edges, high-fat beef, and you just got to cook it on a really high
temperature.
Heat.
A lot of with the oil.
Well, the fat's in the burger.
Are you cooking it on the pan?
Cooked it on a fire, over a fire, on the edge of the fire on the grill.
Ooh, on the grill.
Yeah, and I'm talking about...
Ooh, this you is get a little smokiness, too.
You get smokiness, nice. And I smash the fuck out of them with an iron pan, parchment paper on there, and they just
cook. You know what I do?
And what is Mrs. Pimberton thinking of this?
She's, I'll have the Impossible Burger, please.
She doesn't seem like a medium.
Exactly, women.
Yeah. Women, exactly.
She'll, can I please have the rosé burger?
Can I have the lettuce and chips burger?
Yes.
Nope. I'll be over here eating until I'm sick.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool, because more
that's
for me.
That's what the dudes do. Exactly. I'll be drinking a double margarita, eating until I'm sick.
Exactly. Yeah.
And while Clay's over here having one drink.
This is my second drink.
Really?
Clay, you're a bitch.
No, I'm the one. No, I've had a margarita before this.
Clay, this isn't finished.
What?
This blows
the
my
podcast
mind.
Is not
how
over.
Much
this is a thing. This is a thing where I think is a Midwestern thing. I've joked about this in the past, but... I don't know how anyone can let a beer get warm. I've never let a beer get warm in my life.
Clay and his whole family are the kings of letting a drink get warm.
I can't believe
it. Dude, as a kid, you go to Clay's house, it's filled with nothing but soda. His dad had a soda fridge, and it's just cans around his house of warm, half-drank sodas.
My dad had an outdoor fridge, and he was like, this is where we'll put in the meat of the birds that we hunt. Because he wanted to hunt quail, and we'll put all the quail meat in here. A week later, it was just nothing but Mountain Dew Code Red.
And then around his whole house, if you had a drink, if you grabbed a soda from that fridge, and his dad would always encourage you to.
Go ahead.
Say, you got to go try this. That's Mountain Dew Code Red. Right. And he would watch you while you had your first sip to just make sure he'd be like,
because he was, they were like getting any kind of soda, right?
He wanted the rare drops.
All the new sodas.
Well, how's that new? How's the code?
Well, you know, we have Grape Cola in there.
Grape Cola. Anyway, but you had to keep it in your hand because his house was just
littered with soldiers.
Two sips of a drink.
Well, what you do is you put on something on the TV, I Love the 80s or something, have two sips, put it down next to the sofa, maybe go to bed, surf the internet for a bit, and you go, I'd like to have another soda, so you open another one.
Oh, it's just nothing but warm drinks. Clay.
Nothing but warm drinks.
Until Clay was probably, 22, Clay would wake himself up with an alarm at 6 a.m., go to Burger King, get a soda, drink it, and then go back to sleep.
I would have a whole breakfast.
Shut the fuck up. What?
He would at 6 a.m. and have a breakfast from Burger King.
My dream morning, and this is a thing where I would just like, this is how I'm going to treat myself. I wake up, I get breakfast at a fast food place, eat it, and then go back to bed. And it was the best, that going back to bed with a full stomach.
I agree. This is a very sleepover thing to do.
Yeah.
But this is when we were grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And he would have a... Remember when we moved out of that one apartment? And Clay would always have Gatorade in our house. And I was always like, what happened to the Gatorades? And then we had to move your futon. And it was like a waterfall of Gatorade, half-drank Gatorade. It was like
somehow they were all stacked perfectly to make a pyramid.
My God. You just roll them under there?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Johnny, what's your number one thing you remember from Lawnmower Man?
Like I said, when he nutted.
When he gets hot and nuts.
He got hot and he nuts.
Yeah. So he gets hot because the guy tests his monkey. Mm. He puts a monkey in a virtual reality thing, and he goes, ooh, I can do this to a guy.
I can do this to the lawnmower. And Ned, his name Ned, right? Ned's dumb, but then he gets smart, and he knows how to be a player.
Yeah.
I love when, you know what I love is the glow up.
We love that in all movies.
When a guy like starts to be a player, have you seen Crazy Sexy Love?
Oh, love it.
Crazy Never Love, cool, it. Crazy Cool Love.
Yeah, Crazy it's Stupid Cool. Are these all
different Crazy movies? Stupid Love. Crazy Stupid Love with Steve Carell. Ryan Gosling teaches him how to be a fucking pussy slayer.
Yeah.
And he goes in there and he fucking slays that. What was slays. The,
what was slays the Marissa of, Tomei.
Edge of Tomorrow second
slays her.
Title.
Edge of Tomorrow is Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, that's a great
movie. What the fuck is wrong with these titles? Live, Die, Repeat. And what was the other one that you were talking about?
Crazy Stupid
Crazy
Cool.
Stupid Love.
Oh.
Crazy Stupid Love, yeah?
Yeah.
These titles are
awful. It's Emma Robert. Emma, what's your name?
Emma Stone.
Oh my God, you're so fun. This is my impression of Emma Stone going to see a comedy show afterwards. Oh my God, you were so funny. He was so funny.
Do you have that real experience?
You better. No, I just...
That's probably what you would be like.
I just imagine her being like incredibly supportive in a way that... You would, you know what I mean? Like, you're used to everyone just being pieces of trash and not that great. And then she comes to a comedy show, and she just can't believe, like, oh, my God, I've never been to a comedy show before. I've never seen someone be so funny.
Yeah, you're
I can't believe that.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I never laughed so hard. I actually literally passed out for minutes.
And I'm dead now.
Wow.
I'm actually dead because of you. You killed
me. Has anyone ever said that to you before?
What said what?
That exactly what you just said? That you're so funny that they passed out?
No.
Wow.
Well.
It's fucked up.
Why? So, I love Lawnmower Man. Yeah. I love it when Special Man becomes a strong man and is good at fighting and control things with his mind.
Nutting.
And he has sex with a hot girl who's always standing on the balcony. Oh, I'm loving that.
He slays that.
Loving Pierce Brosnan's earring. And
whoa,
that
Pierce is
he's a star, pal. Yes.
What do you give this movie?
I'll give it a 10 out of 10 easy. Right, what do you give this
movie? I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, Johnny, what do you give this movie?
Probably an 8 out of 10.
Hi, my name is Clay T, and this is my review of Lawnmower Man. What year does this come out?
93.
93, that was the year I was born. On the day I was born, 1993, this movie came out. Hi, my name is Clay T, and this is my review of Lawnmower Man. Lawnmower Man? Who is that? Oh, boy, this will be a stretch. Who is Lawnmower Man? Me? After my dad says that I have to mow the lawn, then I say no, and then he makes a smash burger because he punches a patty because he's so mad I didn't mow the lawn.
Why did he want you to mow the lawn?
I don't know.
Lawnmower Mayor?
Sometimes you get in trouble, your dad. Because
you made
you
a D in social studies.
You gotta mow the lawn, Clay.
And then I said no, and then he
it's even deeper than that.
Clay, you gotta mow the lawn.
Then you have to move the trampoline
way
too.
Way lower.
Clay. You gotta mow the lawn.
I don't think you can get lower.
Clay. You gotta mow the lawn.
Is Jimmy here?
Jimmy here?
Clay. Clay. You wanna mow the lawn because you drank all the code red. Come
you Clay, drank your dad's vaccinated? All the
code red. Oh, my dad is vaccinated.
Oh, okay.
But I have one aunt who refuses to get vaccinated.
I refuse.
And for that and everything else, and I said, I give this movie a 10 out of 10.
Cool.
But I'm surprised that I have only one family member that refuses.
You're anti-vax?
Well, I have two family members, but
yeah,
one is pregnant.
I don't know if my family's anti-vax. I think they're just like not gonna get the vaccine because they're like they don't feel like it or something. Because
you gotta go out. It's like, I gotta wait in line. What?
I mean, most of my family has gotten it. It's just like some of them.
I don't want to wait in line. I don't want to wait in line.
I haven't waited for a thing in my entire life.
We're waiting here for burgers. You tell me we're waiting in line for a burger. Yes. Yo, I'll take you home right now and cook you 1,000 burgers.
Dude, that's my hometown's exact. Where me and Claire from, the Starbucks went out of business. It really went out of business.
My God.
Because they're like, why do I need to go to a place to get a coffee?
That is right there. That's an article that needs to be written by someone at The Atlantic or something like that, you know? It's for a change of pace.
It went out. It's gone. Johnny,
Starbucks.
What's up, Johnny? You got anything you need to promote?
You know, just same old stuff. You just check me out on YouTube.com.
You ever get back on Twitch?
You ever get your Twitch figured out?
I'll be getting it back, I'm sure, eventually, but it's not back. When it is
Why don't
back,
you just say this? Hey, listen. I know you don't like my name because I have the word nipple in it, but how about this? Change it to Johnny Pemberton, and then we're all good.
I said that. I said that right away. I said, hey, do you want me to change my name? I will. Mm-hmm. And
Jeff, Mr. Jeff?
Yeah, I could be anything. I'll be...
You could be Johnny Pemberton _01.
It could just be Johnny Pemberton. It could be that. So if you want to check me out, guys, just Google that name and just do a deep dive. And don't DM me with a dumb question. Don't DM me like, hey, where is this? It's like, oh, maybe it's right where you just looked, dummy.
Yeah. You old fool.
Join his Discord.
Well, I'm nice to people. I'm nice to people who are dumb.
Join his subreddit. Yeah.
And we talked about this on the Patreon, guys. I'm talking to 3 Twitchers. I'm not a Twitcher, but Clay and Rod have agreed to no longer make jokes when they Twitch together because then it leaves me out. So, like, you guys aren't allowed to joke on your Twitch.
That's the thing about Twitch is you develop a lot of inside jokes. I'm sort of a meme lord when it comes to Twitch.
Yeah.
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 And John, Rod and Clay are too. So But they're not going to be funny on their Twitches anymore. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to stop.
Twitch.
I won't do it anymore.
Okay, gang.
Only serious streams.
Thanks.
Hey, gang fam. Hospital.
What? Oh, Gen Z.
Yeah.
All right, bye, gang.